Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome to another edition of the Something to Think About podcast. This month, we are starting a new series where we're looking on the art of letting go and how to deal with internal conflicts. So that's where we are going to pick up this month for the month of September. Our core scripture comes from Leviticus 19 verse 18, which says, "Never get revenge. Never hold a grudge against any of your people. Instead, love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." As we go through life, things happen. We have conflicts with persons, and things happen between us and other people. We work with people, we live with people, we interact with people on a regular basis, but things are done and said which cause us now to have a conflict. But what we're talking about now is in terms of how do we deal with it, how do we resolve these conflicts and move on so it doesn't affect us personally. So this week we want to focus on two main areas. One, define what is holding a grudge, and also look on some things what the Bible says in terms of what is considered evil that is done to you or me on a regular basis. And then later on in other future episodes, we'll go further and deal with how to deal with it, the mindsets and all of that. So let's start with at the beginning in terms of defining what it is that we're talking about this month in terms of holding a grudge. Like, that's the main part of the problem. Something happened, you don't like it, it hurt you, and you hold on to the issue forever and ever and ever without letting it go. Which link it back now to the whole 1 Corinthians 13 in terms of love doesn't keep record of wrong. So holding a grudge is considered a record, holding a record of wrong. So the first thing we want to look at in terms of what exactly is holding a grudge, and it's according to 2 Samuel 13 verse 22, hating somebody for what they did. And so the verse says, "Absalom wouldn't speak at all to Amnon. He hated Amnon for raping his sister Tamar." So this is a story of where one of David's sons raped his sister. She was very beautiful. He liked her. And this is now a case of incest. So this is something that is considered evil. It's something that is devastating, being a victim of rape. But we're not viewing it from the victim's perspective, no. This scripture is from the victim's brother. So you're thinking about the impact that the rape had on the brother, which is Absalom. And he was devastated and he hated his brother, Amnon, for what he did to his sister. It was cruel. Like, think about it. It's a devastating incident that can happen to anybody. But the Bible's recommendation is not to hold a grudge against anybody. Right? So the incident lingers in the mind. You think about it, you replay it, you ask yourself the question, why this had to happen, what caused the person to do it. You're grieved by what is happening. And it reaches a point now, you're holding on now to that, and you're holding a grudge. So what the Bible defines as holding a grudge is hating somebody for what they did. The second definition is hating somebody for doing evil to you. So that's another layer of the thing. So it's not just what they did, but it's something evil. So it's very specific in terms of what can trigger somebody to have a grudge or hold a grudge against somebody. It's you considering what the person did to you as evil. Like, if you think about back to Amnon and Tamar and Absalom, so there's siblings, two brother and a sister. One of the brother raped the sister, and the brother hate the brother for what he did. And if you read further in terms of what happened and the result of what happened between the two brothers, the brother plotted and killed him brother because he raped his sister. And that's long and short of the story. And when you hold a grudge, like the rage that comes with it, force you to want you to do something in order to avenge the incident. And the recommendation in the scripture that we read earlier, Leviticus 19 verse 18, recommends that we never get revenge, never hold a grudge against anybody, but instead love. But we'll get to that later. But that's a recommendation. But how the Bible defines it is hating somebody for what they did and the evil that they did to you. So according to Paul says, don't pay back people with evil for the evil they do to you. Focus your thoughts on those things that are considered noble. So we're focusing on the definition, the evil that somebody did to you. What has happened to you, either in the past, something that you're currently dealing with now, whether in your marriage or on the job or in your family or otherwise, what is happening that is considered evil that has been done to you, that is replaying in your mind, in your thoughts over and over again? And this is something that we can think about in terms of when evil is done to us, our minds are focused on it. And that is what triggers us now to stay in the loop of remembering the incident which enrages us and angers us for whatever reason. Because you know, like it, it's not fair, it's evil. Like Amnon raped Tamar is an evil act. It's him sister, that's for one. And two, that's violating her rights. And it's evil. Not only Tamar didn't like the incident, her brother never liked it. Him say, yo, I had to do something about this. And this is evil. So that's what we consider as holding a grudge against somebody. So now, with that understanding, let's move now in terms of there are 8 things the Bible considered evil. 8. So number 1, according to Proverbs 24 verse 29, is being treated harshly. You know, you're on the job and your boss does basically just talk to you in a particular way and respond in a way that in an angry tone and it's unnecessary, harsh, rough, and it cuts to the core. Another thing that is considered evil is bringing a lawsuit against another person, according to 1 Corinthians 6 verse 7. Physical abuse, according to Luke 6 verse 29, is considered evil. Being robbed. Committing murder, according to James 5 verse 6. Ridiculing others is considered evil, according to 1 Peter 3 verse 9. Being humiliated, according to Isaiah 50 verse 6. And being insulted, according to Lamentations 3 verse 30. So these 8 things, if you have experienced any one of these 8 things, are considered evil according to the scriptures and will cause you to hold a grudge against somebody. Imagine how dirty or scarred Tamar feel with her brother having hold her down, trick her, and raping her. Because if you read further up in 2 Samuel 13 verse 22, because he liked his sister, what he did was he tricked her, pretended to be sick, and his father was going to send a servant to him, and him said, no, I'm sending him sister, because, you know, whatever. She went to take care of him because he's sick, and he had an ulterior motive. And that's what the result of is what happened. But when you think about it, when evil is done to you, it hurts. And not only does it hurt, according to Paul, your mind focuses on that evil. And if you go back now into Leviticus, it pushes us now to want to take revenge and to hold that incident against the person. So to bring this podcast episode to a close, I'm going to leave with you a couple of questions that you wanted to ask yourself as you evaluate various events that has happened to you either in the past, currently happening, that you're currently dealing with. What was done to you that was considered evil based on the listing that was shared? Being treated harshly, being sued, somebody physically abusing you, being robbed, committing murder, somebody murdering somebody close to you, a family member or otherwise, being ridiculed, humiliated or insulted, and even abused, any type of abuse, whether it be physical, emotional or otherwise. Have anything based on this listing and more been done to you that is considered evil? If yes, where is your heart? Do you hate the person that did the thing that you don't, that is considered evil? And what are you thinking about to respond to the incident? And that now would kind of give you an idea as to whether or not you are holding a grudge. Because according to 1 Corinthians 13, I think about verse 5 or 6 thereabout, that love keeps no record of wrong. And if the recommendation is to love your neighbor as yourself, then now you need to start to consider, how are you responding? Are you wanting to duplicate what they did? Or are you looking to move on and heal from what is happening? So Paul says in Romans 12 verse 17, to focus your thoughts on noble things. So replace what you're thinking about with something noble and ask God to help you to move on and to forgive from this incident. That's it from me this week. Hope you have a wonderful week this week. And until next time, where we pick up where we left off, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.